Yes, we are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. John Wall doesn't need no introduction. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick of the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win Album of the Year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Yes, Brandon Bing and I am Rapport Stereo Podcast is here. Higgity, have no fear. The young shooter is in Tsukasa, breaking down where the fuck he has been. Plus, we break down the Amber Heard and Johnny Depp trial. Johnny Depp has been on the stand, breaking down the craziness of his relationship with this woman, Amber Heard. All that and more in a fantastic, high-flying, museum-quality I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming up right now. Miles Jordan, a.k.a. The Bleach Brothers, a.k.a. The Dust Brothers. Start this puppy up with something real nice, yes? Start this puppy up with something real proper, okay? But most importantly, start this puppy up with something real loud and real funky. This is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Boom, boom, boom. Let's fucking go, yeah. Boom. Higgity, have no fear. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast is here. Yes. Name is Michael Rappaport, a.k.a. the Gringo Mandingo, a.k.a. the Sultan of Sniff, a.k.a. the inflamed Ashkenazi. And this is the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Welcome to the Iron Dome of Disruption. Welcome to the Ziggity Zone of Disruption. Hope everybody's feeling good. Hope everybody's feeling safe. Hope everybody's feeling sane. The I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast coming live from the Trap House Hotel in Los Angeles, California. Back in the Trap House in Los Angeles, California, where you check into the hotel and they give you a bulletproof vest. A courtesy bulletproof vest. Anyway, let's just jump into it. Because I could feel the energy is going to be real nice and real proper-like. The young shooter is here. Dean Collins, a.k.a. Deuce Pacino. He's made it. He's made it to the podcast. I've mentioned in the last maybe two or three podcasts that for one reason or another, this fucking guy couldn't fulfill his duties when he said he would fulfill the duties. Now, before he says anything, let's just want to clarify. I don't just go, oh, Dean's going to come on the podcast because there wasn't a conversation about it. I'll say Dean's going to come on the podcast because we have a conversation. I'll say, we're going to record the podcast Thursday at 3 p.m. And he'll go, great, no problem. And then Thursday at 3 p.m., I'm like, fucking, he's like Jake Gyllenhaal. Didn't he play in The Invisible Man, Jake Gyllenhaal?
I don't even know what The Invisible Man is.
Isn't that a movie he was in, Jake Gyllenhaal?
I don't know. Well, are you saying like I'm harder to reach than the president at that point when it comes to 3
p.m.? No, you're like fucking Jake Gyllenhaal.
Oh, I'm just...
Did he play the president?
No.
He could.
He could, for sure. That beard.
He'd be too handsome to play the president.
He's gorgeous, let's face it.
Good-looking guy.
Great-looking guy.
You know Johnny Depp.
Shit, man. I've been streaming that. I'm just happy to be here. It's weird to be here in person with you because because ever since you moved to New York, we've been doing Zoom podcasts, or like if I go visit you in New York, we'll go into the studio and do it. But I sitting here, because I'm facing you, like we're here in person, I'm looking at you, you're looking at me. It brings me back to a few years ago when you lived in LA and we were in the Gloom Tomb. And it's different in person than doing it over the internet. It's like we're live here. I don't know what it is, but anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
You know, I can disappear on Zoom. The connection's bad. Like, we're live.
Right here.
This is like live television for me,
boom.
It feels like.
Boom.
And by the way, I had a question for you, because I noticed you do the intros, a lot of higgities, a lot of shiggities, a lot of miggities. I love it. I think it's great. I started doing that a lot. But where did that come from? I know Snoop does for Shizzle My Nizzle. Where did you get the higgities and shiggities?
Well, the higgities and the shiggities became famous. They didn't create them. But there's a group, they had a short run of success in hip hop called Das FX.
Okay.
And their rhyme style, they would do everything as chickity check. You heard some of this shit. Chickity check yourself.
Okay.
No. And riggity. And they would do the riggities and but they took it too far. And they shouldn't have, because they got pigeonholed, because it almost became a gimmick. They didn't create it, because it was definitely around before them, but they definitely brought it to hip hop. But that's a good question. Very curious question. That's where I would say the biggest influence for the higgities and the shiggities.
Okay.
And, you know, it just sort of gets me pumped up.
It gets me, because when you do it, it gets me pumped up.
You get pumped up.
And the cool thing about it is you could do it with any word, any letter. I mean, I could say park, you know, we're going to the Piggity Park. You know,
right.
It's whatever. And I love that. I was just wondering.
And we're at the Triggity Trap House Hotel.
With a Biggity Bulletproof Vest.
Biggity Vest. See, that's how they started rhyming. They would do it too much. And at first it was like, yo, this is ill.
And then they were just
And then
like,
it was just too many diggities and wiggities and shiggities all the time. Shout out to Das FX.
And Das FX, Iggity went out of business.
Iggity went out of business. But very, very good question. Very valid question.
Thank you.
So much to discuss.
There's a lot. I mean, there's been a lot. It's been a shitty week for me, to be quite honest with you.
Why don't you tell everybody? I mentioned on the last podcast that your cat, Pablo.
Yeah.
We call him the Brad Pitt of Persian. Is it a Persian cat?
He's half Himalayan. He's half Persian. He's the Brad Pitt of cats. I think either Vogue or GQ said that. I don't know. We don't fact check, but he's a gorgeous.
Very important. Very important. We do not fact check.
He is a gorgeous cat. Look, last week I took him in, and I'm saying this because I had a scare with my cat, but I'm speaking about this because I want other people who have animals, dogs, cats, to make sure that if they notice anything out of the ordinary, unusual behavior with their animals, go to the vet. Go get your animal checked out. Do x-rays. I went to a brand new vet. I went to a brand new vet to go get Pablo, my cat, who is 6 years old, a physical, just nothing. Went in
like
for
a yearly checkup.
Yeah, yearly checkup. But it was a new vet. My sister recommended it, said they're really thorough. They're great there. I thought, all right, why not? Going in for
you said wiggity, why not?
I said wiggity, why not? You know, I'm due for change here. I trust this vet. I trust my sister's word. I take Pablo, think nothing of it. I go in there. They give him his rabies shot. They do the physical. They're swabbing his ears. And, you know, he hates traveling around. He hates going to the vet like every other animal does. So they said, all right, he's ready to be picked up. I go to pick him up, and as I pick him up in the car, I notice that he's panting.
Niggity notice.
That's
where you could get into trouble.
That's where you got to be careful. I don't do that. See, I'll let you say that, but
I'm not saying...
You could say any word.
I didn't say...
Any letter. Just don't do the
N. The N might get you... Yeah, you're right.
Just any letter. Siggity.
If you get taken out of context.
Ziggity, miggity, like mitigation.
Oh, right. Miggity, mitigation.
But just...
The N's probably... Because you said you could do it with any word. I guess
not,
you can.
Not any... Do with any letter, not the N.
Not the N.
Okay?
The N word... The letter N could get you... Even if you're just Das Effexing.
My brother Nick, his birthday's today.
We're just gonna say happy birthday.
He's walking
Nick.
On eggshells.
Right.
Okay. But anyway, back to the story. I picked up my cat. Back to the Stiggity story. I picked up my cat. I picked him up and I noticed after the appointment that he was panting like a dog. And that's very unusual in cats. He was like breathing heavily. So I called the vet and I said, you know, is this normal? I took him back to the vet. They said, it's not normal. Bring him back ASAP. So I said, all right. They said, I think it might be a reaction to the vaccine. I mean, I guess animals have the same.
They gave him a vaccine?
A rabies vaccine. They're like, oh, there might be side effects with the vaccine, but I don't think so. They end up, he's breathing heavily and he's having really a lot of trouble breathing. And they do a shot of cortisone. They do a shot of this one, that one, and so they're not, they can't figure it out. They finally do an x-ray of his chest because he's breathing heavily. And they notice he's got this hernia next to his heart. And I guess they had said that all of his intestines that were supposed to be in his abdomen had traveled all the way up into his chest. And the intestines were wrapped around his heart. His liver was in his chest when they all should have been in his abdomen. And it was blocking his lungs. And I was freaking out, like, what the fuck do I do? It's a brand new vet. What did you do to my cat?
And they're right,
like,
what the fuck
what
did you do to my cat?
Because this is not my... He was perfectly healthy.
Having no problems for 6 years.
I haven't
years.
Had a fucking...
What's his doc's name?
It's the West Hollywood Animal Hospital. But they were like, listen, we think that you should transfer him to another hospital and hospitalize him tonight. And he's definitely going to need surgery. And it's probably going to be about $10,000 minimum. And I was like, what? I don't have that kind of money. He's having trouble breathing. I end up going to the fucking vet.
Jesus Christ. He
had to be hospitalized that night, put on oxygen. He had to do a surgery. And they basically were like, look, if you can either pay the $10,000 to do the surgery, there's a lot of complications with it, or you have to put him down. And I was like,
can we get like a double, like a second opinion?
I know.
Like, and who are you, homie?
It was horrible. I came to get him a physical. They're like, look, there's a lot of complications.
We're not putting nothing down. We put you down.
Right. I'll put you down before I put this. This cat means everything to me. I love this cat more than I love my own family, I think.
Yeah,
it's a bold statement, but the cat's been like...
You've had scraps with your sister.
Of course.
I mean...
I haven't had no problems with Pablo, but...
Right. I mean, you've talked about... I mean, you've had real fucking altercations with some of these people in your family. I'd never heard anything about with this Pablo.
No, nothing. And I was really freaking out. They had to hospitalize him. They were getting him surgery. It was a three-day thing. I was sick to my fucking stomach. I was praying for a Passover miracle. It was happening on Passover.
And we created the hashtag Pray for Pablo.
Yes, and that was so...
Thank you.
...impactful. I really appreciate you
doing
that. Do you
think the prayers for Pablo...
I actually do. Okay. I was thinking about that, and you know what? I have to be honest with you. While he was in the hospital and I was in my bed, I laid down and I started kind of praying. I mean, I'm Jewish. I don't pray, but I said, Pablo, if you can hear me.
He's not dead. Why would
I know, but I wanted to transfer the vibrations from my apartment to the hospital. If you can hear me, we're all praying for you. We want you to get better. I know you're going to pull through. You know, I'm talking to myself in the bed. Like, I need all the prayers I can get. So I really appreciate everyone reaching out.
And a shout out to the listeners. I know we're praying for Pablo.
I honestly think that had a lot to do with it. He's doing really, really well.
So now he's doing well. Tell everybody what his day-to-day life is now. The medications. And then how this whole thing
affected. Do they want to hear this?
Yeah. They want to hear the interesting parts because it's so over the top. See, the thing is that I came to LA.
Yeah.
And it always seems like when there's a trip to Spokane, when there's a trip to Tacoma, when there's something for me, there's a fucking cat problem. There's some sort of thing. I come to LA, it's supposed to be, I'm going to pick you up at the airport. Yeah. We're going to get some sugar fish. We're going to get some sushi. We're going to film your shows. We're going to film our shit. We're going to do bits. We're going to podcast. We're going to do. And then 2 days before I get here, all hell breaks loose with Pablo. And then the next thing you know, you're at the hospital because you're sick.
I think that the stress from my cat and feeling like he may or may not make it, it was a life-threatening surgery, got me sick. I haven't been sick in 2 years. I'm on antibiotics now. I sound like you. I'm slowly turning into you. It's terrifying because you're coughing, and then this is me. That's not good. I don't want to have any, like, it just freaks me out when I have this cough. So I'm on antibiotics. Everything is okay.
Because you started talking about, I lost my voice. And I'm like, my man, I don't give a fuck.
I did.
I don't give a fuck about your voice. Fuck about, like, what you're talking about. Like,
I hear
we got
you.
Things we need
I
to
know.
Do.
And it's been on the books for a month, and I really was looking forward to it. Irvine, the reason that it's gotten a little tricky is because I have to watch my cat for 10 to 14 fucking days like a newborn to make sure that he doesn't jump on anything in my apartment. So I have to crate him. He's got to be in a dog crate when I'm gone. Right now, he's currently in a dog crate.
Good.
He's got a litter box in there, his food in there, and a tiny little towel. And, you know, he's miserable. He's been in a lot of pain. He's off his pain meds, but he was on his pain meds for the first 3 days.
Like opioids?
Opiates. Straight up opiates. I had to administer it into his cheek pouch. He just a little syringe. You just, you know, shoot it in. And he was tripping.
When you hit him with that opioid.
He was tripping. He was nodding off. He was stretching outside. He was laying out there for hours. He was curling his paw. He was doing weird shit. He was backing up a lot. He was walking backwards. Like, he was doing like a moonwalk. It was weird. So all I could say.
Is he off the opioids
he's
now?
He's off them now. I think.
Can you get strung? Can a cat get strung out on opioids?
That's what I was wondering. I was like, is my cat going to get addicted to smack after this? Like, what's going to happen?
Is it that synthetic or is it that pure, that Michael Keaton? Like, is it that good?
It's like a 0.3 milliliter. I think that if I tried it, I would, like, I think you can get fucked up off of it. It's like straight up opiates for cats, like intense pain meds, like three times a day.
So. How much did you wind up spending on this fucking cat?
I have tried to apply for like a care credit, you know, for like pet insurance and all that. It's not applicable to me, whatever it is. It's costing me about $11,000.
$11,000 on Pablo.
That's not like, you know, that's a lot of fucking money to me. And I was getting in fights with all the vets and at the vet. And I'm like, I can't afford this. I don't know what to do. And they're like, you choose. You put the deposit down or we're not doing the surgery. And, you know, he was born with this, but...
But if he was born with this, how come we didn't know about this till today, asshole?
Did you
rig it?
That's what I'm thinking. That's also
like,
another thing.
Did you rig it?
And there's a lot of money in that pet industry, man.
What do you mean?
It's just like the VCA, people like me will spend anything on their pets. 11 grand. I would not spend 11,000. Like, if...
Would you spend $11,000 on one of your family members?
Of course. I mean, I...
You would.
Of course.
Okay, so you would spend that same money?
Of course. Family.
You would.
Certain friends I don't really care about, so, you know, maybe they have to ride that out, and it's a 50-50 shot with them. But no, Pablo's on the mend, but it is tricky because, like, I can't fucking come out to Irvine and leave him in this crate for 7 hours.
Well, what I'm going to tell you is, you got a nice automobile.
Right.
What you do is you put that fucking cat in the crate. We drive down to Irvine to my shows at the Irvine Improv this weekend. You could bring the fucking cat to the shows.
Where is he going to be sitting? Is he getting like a VIP box at the show? Where is this crate going?
We'll put the fucking crate in the back seat of your car, and then we'll bring the fucking cat and the crate to the shows. Put him in the green room.
Fuck no.
Why not?
I won't even let you.
Why fucking not? Why can't the fucking cat sit in the green room? It's not like the goddamn Prince of fucking Siberia, this cat's a fucking cat. You're taking care of him. All he cares about is you. Your family can't even deal with him because he attacks them. No one likes the cat.
Yeah.
The cat doesn't like anybody else.
But me, yeah.
So you bring the motherfucker to the shows.
No, because...
Why is that asking so much?
I'm not even allowing you in my apartment because I know this is going to exacerbate his symptoms. He's going to start getting stressed out if you're in my fucking apartment. I can't have him near you. It's not necessarily the shows, it's you. I can't have him near you.
Bring him in the car. No. I won't bother the fucking cat. I get along with Pablo just fine.
I know you do.
So bring him to the shows.
It's a fucking dog crate. It can't fit in the back seat of my car. What are you talking about? This is like a 2-hour drive. This is the whole reason I brought him to the hospital is because he was stressed out. He was breathing. He's panting. We're going to figure it out. If you need, listen, I'm off. You can take my car. If you want my car, I'll let you have my car.
I'm not driving myself to Irvine, homie.
Get a fucking cab. What do you want me to tell you?
I'm not fucking driving. You're going to put that fucking car.
Get a fucking, go sign up for TaskRabbit. Go find someone to drive
fucking
you.
Cat, you're going to put that fucking cat.
Now my cat needs rest is what he needs. You're not looking out for his best interest. My cat needs rest and recovery. Okay? How fucking insensitive of you. He's withdrawing off of opiates right now, and you want to put him in the backseat of my fucking car?
He'll just relax, man. It'll probably relax him. You know, when you have newborn babies...
It's like watching a newborn.
But when you have a newborn baby, yeah. When they're crying and uncomfortable, what they would tell you to do is drive them around.
Is that what they say?
Yes, it's a fact.
Drive them to Irvine to a comedy show is what they say.
You drive them around, it calms them down. The vibration, it'll calm that That's fucking interesting. Cat down.
All right.
Why don't you call the vet and say, can I bring this fucking cat to Rappaport's nose?
He should, he's not even, he's supposed to have a cone on right now. I took that fucking thing off.
I am Rappaport Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby. Needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Parrot Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I was able to get out of the house last night for kind of the first time and saw you do comedy at the Improv, yep. Which was awesome. And then after you, we saw the great Louis C.K. go up and do some stand-up, and that was fucking awesome.
Yo.
And I have to be honest with you, I'm kind of the odd man out. Like, I'm not particular. I've never really been a big Louis C.K. fan.
Did you follow his comedy?
Yeah, I've seen his special. He's not really for me. It's very dark. I know he's your guy. You were excellent on his show when he had a show, but there's been so much drama with him that it's
I mean drama
a lot. You know, they try to really cancel
I mean,
him.
Drama. There was drama. And the crowd knew he was coming.
Yeah.
He was on the bill.
And he was fucking hilarious.
What was your takeaway? Because I gotta be honest, like seeing him do comedy live.
Yeah.
What was your takeaway from what we saw? We saw him do 20 minutes. He's working on some new stuff. He's probably working on a new special. What did you? What was your takeaway from it? Because we were tripping out how good he was.
And he was really fun. No, I mean, he's just, you could see, he's just a master of his craft. And, you know, he's coming in there with his fucking, like, golfer hat and these, like, kind of pedophile glasses. Like, he's really trying to hide out, it seems like. I mean, I can't imagine, you know, he was a part of that whole Me Too movement. So he's really under the radar, but he's still swinging and he's still coming out with great comedy. And I mean, some of it was very dark. I was still laughing at the dark shit, but some of it was very dark.
But he doesn't fuck around. Like, his comedy, like, the way he... First of all, he's been doing it, got to be at least 30 years.
Has he been doing it that long?
I mean, he's 60 years old, so he's got... It might be more than 30 years.
Wow. I didn't know he was 60.
He said on stage,
but
he's 60.
But you could tell, I mean, even certain things, though, that may not have gotten a huge laugh, like, he would go to his notes and be like, all right, like, I'm going to move on now. Like, I could see that there was, like...
He's working on a new album.
Yeah, but it's still, you know, I feel like there's still insecurities there of, like, maybe this doesn't work, like...
But for the material, not for...
For the material.
Content.
For the material.
Because it's new material, but
yeah.
Some of it was just in the fucking pocket.
He was doing some shit, I mean, he was doing some shit on about Arizona, and there was just a lot
stuff
of new
stuff about
shit.
Homeless people, but the way he just zips and zabs, and he's so fucking...
Segues into things, and...
And he's just so, like...
It's like, and he's, and you could tell he's a good actor.
Yeah.
That's the other thing, you know, that's like the thing about you is when you go up on stage and you know how to navigate with the audience and move into the other jokes. And it's a lot of that is acting, I think.
Yeah.
And a lot of comics can't do that. And Louis, you could just see it's like, it's really a performance. Like when he segues into new material, it's like, it's so effortless and seamless that other comics can't do that.
Yeah, he's a different level. He's a different level. Like, he really is a fucking different level.
Yeah, he's a straight up performer.
It was good to see him because, you know, we were talking about and watching the Johnny Depp Amber Heard.
Oh my God. I mean, because I have that streaming on my computer. I had no interest. My parents were like, oh, we've been watching all of it, but I've been seeing clips and it's... I have to say, man, I'm on Johnny's side, brother.
I'm
I say
Johnny's
justice
side
for
too.
Fucking Johnny, bro.
Justice for fucking Johnny. Long story short, he's suing
Amber Heard.
Were they married?
They were married.
And they had
and divorced.
They had a divorce, and she accused him of some fucked up shit.
Yeah.
Like beating her and abuse. And he was like, fuck that.
Yeah.
Fuck that. He goes, not only am I saying fuck that, I'm going to sue you. And not only am I going to sue you for defamation, I'm going to do the craziest shit and go on the stand
and
testify.
I mean, and he's up there for hours.
Yo,
my
man has been up there for 3 fucking days. Johnny.
7 days, I think, of just.
And, I mean, it's personal shit about his past.
Real personal.
About his I mean, you know, mother,
everything.
Father, drug abuse. He was hooked on opioids, cocaine.
The text messages, the audio recordings,
I mean,
the video.
Whole, it's.
Did you see the video? There was a video. I think it's old, but like they presented it today in the case that Amber Heard was filming him when he was really drunk and he's smashing his cabinets and pouring his glass of wine to the brim.
Yeah.
And he's like, are you filming? I mean, you could just tell that relationship is so volatile. And I mean, goddamn, but I don't know, man. I don't know. I just, everything that I've seen, look, he's not a saint. I'm sure it takes two to tango, but. There's something about Amber Heard. I don't buy it. They're calling her Amber Turd now because a part of the case.
They call her Amber Turd?
They call her Amber Turd. And they're also, and on Twitter, this isn't me. It's just on Twitter, hashtag MePoo was trending.
Because the reason why MePoo, because I've talked about this on the Iron Rapport Stereo Podcast.
MePoo?
This has been going on for fucking years.
The poo? I didn't know about this.
There's an accusation that either Johnny Depp...
No, not Johnny Depp. He wasn't there. It was either Amber Heard or their Yorkshire Terrier dog. Johnny Depp didn't shit the bed. Johnny Depp said, like, he had one of his friends go to retrieve some items and all that stuff, and when they got there, there was a turd on his side of the bed, and he talks about it. There's a great clip, but he talks about it.
He talks about the shitting the bed?
Oh, he's the one that talked about it. He's up on the stand being like...
This week he talked about shitting the bed?
Oh, I gotta send you the clip. And he goes, and this is... fecal matter, and he starts laughing. Goes, and they said, what did you do when you saw it? And he goes, I laughed. It's just crazy. And they're like, well, I think this was the dog. And he goes, we have a 3-pound Yorkie, teacup Yorkie this was a human size. This is fecal matter. But he's up there. He accused her of shitting in the bed of doing it.
Let me tell you something.
So that's all.
Johnny Depp, the man of mystery.
He is the man of mystery.
And his, like, his weirdness and his weird performances. The facade's all gone.
That's the sad part about it. I mean, it's like having a Leonardo DiCaprio up there and just airing out every goddamn thing, all of his insecurities, all the text. I mean, it's...
I know Leonardo DiCaprio's calling his lawyers and his people be like, how do I make sure this never happens to me? Because this is like a nightmare for an actor. It's a nightmare for anybody.
Anyone.
But let alone somebody who's this famous.
Ugh.
And like, he's Johnny Depp. He's so iconic looking. He's been so famous for so fucking many years. He's up there with his
40 fucking years he's been...
Yo, and
A-list. But he's... But they talked about it, and he said, look, he said, whatever the outcome of this case is, you know, it's going to be what it's going to be, but the second that I was accused of these things, my personal life, my reputation, it was over. I'll carry these accusations to the rest of my days, to my grave. It's something I'm going to have to live with, and, you know, you put that shit in perspective, and just that accusation.
Yo, sometimes you got to sue a motherfucker.
He's suing her for, what, $40 million?
Sometimes you got to sue a motherfucker, and other times you might have to smack a motherfucker. But sometimes you got to sue motherfuckers.
Fuck yeah. You got to
get it. We in it right now. Sometimes the motherfuckers talk all kind of greasy shit.
Yeah.
And make up shit about this, that, and the third. You got to sue a motherfucker. And it's arduous, and it's expensive, and it's stressful. But sometimes you gotta sue a motherfucker straight the fuck up, period. And other times, if you know the person doesn't have anything, you might have to smack a bitch, guy or girl.
Yeah.
Guy or girl. I'm saying girl might smack a bitch. A guy might have to smack a guy. I would never smack a woman, but just saying, if a motherfucker talks out of pocket, you might have to smack fire out of his
you
ass.
You know about that?
I know about that.
You're not looking for it.
No.
Sometimes it just presents itself to you and you gotta deal with it, you know?
Yeah, or sue a motherfucker.
Or sue him. And I know that's
because if you smack a motherfucker, you might go to jail and get sued. So then you're double fucked.
Yeah, it's
people
assault.
Are saying you are this, that, and the third, and you got to go to jail because you smack a motherfucker. So this thing is playing out. You know there's going to be a fantastic documentary.
Oh, they're probably working on it right now. But this, I mean, Amber Heard severed his finger. I mean, this guy's like... I mean, it's crazy.
Yeah,
watching it, and it's highly entertaining, but at the same time, I mean, that
hashtag
dude,
me poo?
I didn't create that. Amber Turd and hashtag me poo. I think, a lot of people, the majority of people are on Johnny Depp's side.
And it was fucked up because at one point it was like Johnny Depp's an abuser.
For the past 4 years, I think everyone's kind of like, they've all looked down on this guy like, what a fucking loser.
Right.
That's the consensus. I mean, all these articles, and they talk about it.
But I'll tell you one thing. You know, he admits to being a druggie.
Yeah.
He admits to being, he was strung out on that narcotic. He was on them opioids.
They have photos. She took photos of him. You see all that.
That's some creepy shit.
She was filming and photographing him. I mean, all that's out. It's I mean, I saw shit. I can't believe I'm looking at.
Yeah, you know? It's wild. It's fucking wild. But I'll tell you something, drugs ain't shit. And you know, one thing, one of his pals, they talk about Marilyn Manson.
Oh, yeah, Marilyn Manson.
That's one of his friends. And I'm like, Johnny Depp, you shouldn't hang around somebody like that. That doesn't look good when you're on the stand because Marilyn Manson, and I'll take responsibility and credit for being the first one to be like, Marilyn Manson's a piece of fucking, first of all, he's not talented. He's a fucking fraud, fake ass wannabe vampire, fake ass Dungeons and Dragons ghoul wannabe witch. You ain't a witch, homie.
Yeah, he's kind of like a witch, though.
Yeah, but you ain't a witch.
And did he remove... I mean, I don't know if the rumors are true, but he removed a couple of his ribs so he could suck his own dick. I remember hearing that when I was 9 years old, I think.
I don't know if he did or he didn't, but Johnny Depp, like, he chuckled about, like, you know, hanging out with Marilyn Manson and giving him a pill to make him shut up.
Much.
And I'm like, my man, you don't want to be associated with Marilyn Manson.
Nobody.
He's going down, too.
Yeah, we see who he's with. He's with Kanye West right now.
Yeah, and I think
Paul
Kanye,
Bettany and all that and all these... I mean, God, they're releasing so many text messages and I'm
of
just
who?
Like, Paul Bettany and his text messages and...
Paul Bettany and Johnny...
Are like, they were tight and they're talking about drugs together and when they were...
Doing drugs?
Yeah, and he said that, you know, during Black Mass where he
played...
Remember Black Mass, that movie in 2015 where he played Whitey Bulger?
Oh, right.
he was like, I was high throughout the whole fucking movie. And, all you know, they show it all in the tech. I mean, it's everything is out there. He's doing a good job up there. I mean, fuck. I can't imagine.
He's on that Marlon Brando.
And Amber Heard sitting there jotting notes. Like,
with her 1950s haircut.
What's on the notepad, though? What are you,
nothing.
What are you jotting down?
Well, I don't even know who she is.
She's a big actress. And anyway.
Hashtag me poo.
They're trying to get her off of Aquaman. And hashtag me poo, though. She's... Yeah.
Hashtag me poo, hashtag Amber Turd.
Anyway, what a trial.
Yeah. Moving on to the other crazy shit of the week.
Yeah.
Iron Mike Tyson, who needs no introduction, was coming back from a 420 event. This week was 420.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Mike's a big weed head, pot advocate. He fucks with that toad brain. No, toad blood. What was it? Toad brain or toad blood or something. He was trying to kick that shit to me when I was on his
really?
Pod. I was like, Mike, I'm not fucking with that toad brain or toad blood. Or
he's on some other shit.
He fucks with them opioid. Like, he trips. He trips. He fucks
deer
with,
antler.
All that. Yeah. Not deer antler ain't that. He fucks with, like, you know, like, he goes out there.
Yeah, he's like, he tried to like licking toads and shit.
Yeah, no, there's like toad blood or...
There's something on toads that gets you fucked up, though. Vice did something on that, I remember.
Yeah, he's on that.
Got you.
So, anyway, there's a video of Mike on the plane and this, like, this dude, like, talking shit behind him. He's like, you know, obviously excited to see him. And apparently, allegedly... You know, he must have said something to Mike, and apparently threw his water bottle at Mike or his water bottle.
Oh, he did? I didn't know.
His water
bottle.
Like, the dude was an overexcited fan.
But he was also fucked up.
Fucked up. And Mike turned around and gave him a
beating, bloodied, fucking battered his face. They said the guy was bloody all over his face. I mean, he wailed on him. He lost it. The irony of coming back from a weed event. I mean, Cat Williams, he talks all about that, the difference between weed and alcohol and, you know... The only thing that's going to happen with weed, no fights. He's going to eat everything in your pantry. I mean, Mike lost his cool.
Mike lost his cool, and you can't do that. And I hope there's no, you know, ramifications, because everybody loves Mike. But also, you can't fuck with Mike Tyson. Like, what were you saying to Mike? You must have said something. You must have done something other than just be annoying, because he's used to annoying fans for 30-something years.
I'm sure. I mean, in the video, it's like a 20-something-year-old white kid who's fucked up, and he's behind him, and he's saying something like, peasant. He's saying, you know, I'm sure he was talking crazy.
He said peasant?
He was saying something like peasant, what a peasant. I'm sure he was talking crazy. But, you know, at the same time, you can't beat the shit out of somebody like that, especially when you're fucking Mike Tyson.
No, because you could kill the guy. And, you know, but he lost it. And you know, we're team Mike Tyson here, because the guy was being a fucking asshole. And, you know...
But we don't condone violence.
We don't condone violence.
Assaulting people.
But I also don't condone bothering Mike Tyson on the plane. I don't condone bothering Mike... First of all, yo, let Mike chill. That's one thing about being on a plane. It's like, it's kind of like, you know, if you're a celebrity and you're on a plane, it's like...
It's an unspoken rule of like...
Like, yo, I see you, you see me. Keep it moving.
Right.
Like, we're in a closed thing. Like, do your shit. Everybody wants to get where they need to get to. If you want to talk to a motherfucker in the airport, that's fair game. But on the plane, let motherfuckers, like, have their space and chill. Like, you don't know what kind of, you know, flight anxiety Mike has. Maybe he had flight anxiety. Who the fuck knows? But Money caught, like, a two-piece, like, a three-piece.
Like, he was going. He kept going. It wasn't like, boom, boom.
He kept going.
And you don't see, I mean, I haven't seen that from Mike Tyson over the years. It's like, he doesn't fucking get in fights with, you know, random people in the streets and shit. So God knows what the guy said to him. I wonder if he'll press charges.
Maybe called him the N-word or some racist stuff. They're saying that could possibly be there.
Maybe.
He threw a water bottle. That's what they're saying.
Imagine being on that plane, though. I'd be like, holy shit, this is crazy.
Yeah.
Fucking Mike Tyson beating up some fucking passenger on the plane.
Especially like on a plane. Any kind of crazy shit. That's what I'm saying. On a plane, you got to behave yourself.
Of course you do. Where are they in coach? First class?
They were in first class. Mike Tyson's in first class.
That what a fuck. I mean,
speaking of first class, I flew out here this week and it's so confusing because I was wrong. So apparently in JFK, the airport that I flew out of, you still have to wear a mask. I didn't, because I was told you don't have to wear the mask at JFK. And then on the plane, I asked the stewardess, flight attendant, said, yo, is it true I don't need to wear the mask? She said, you don't need to wear the mask. But everybody on the plane was wearing masks.
Interesting, because I've heard the complete opposite everywhere.
On my plane, the majority, I don't want to say everybody, but I say 90% of the people were wearing masks. Now, I had my mask on, but then I took my shit off like midway, like how I normally do on the flights. I had it on, had it off.
Yeah.
You know, also, I replaced my mask during the flight because I'm coughing, snorting,
it's disgusting.
Sneezing into my mask.
Sick.
What?
You make yourself sick.
I know that.
It's like, don't worry about the other people on the plane. It's you that's going to fuck yourself up.
Right.
Because your fucking breath is coming back at you and fucking germs. And
I know. That. Well, my breath is good.
It's not great. It's not great.
If well, why would you say that now?
Just because it's never been great. It's never been like, my breath smells so good. It's
You've
never
been around
like
me
that.
My breath has stunk?
Oh, usually it's this is kind of like how we know you, you know?
Get
like
the fuck.
Bad breath, Michael.
Get the fuck out of here.
I can't be the first one that's told you this.
Nobody
right?
ever fucking said anything about my breath. And my wife.
Your wife's got to.
No, because we have a rule.
Right.
I tell her if your shit is heaty.
Yeah.
I tell her your shit is heaty. And if you do not tell me my shit is warm, you're not really caring for me. Because I don't really mind you smelling my warm breath. But when I go down in the real world and I have that heat breath, that's fucked up that you didn't tell me.
I just don't think breath ever smells good. They're like good breath, bad breath. Like,
I don't
want to
say good breath, bad breath, but it's stink breath or not stink breath.
Okay. I can understand that.
Like if I'm ever in a car with you and my breath smells like shit, you should be like, yo, your breath smells
for sure.
Like
well,
shit.
Well, you had a green tongue the other day. That was total like abnormal. That's not something that is a normal thing. I would definitely invest. I think I bought it for you. I bought you a tongue scraper. Clearly you don't use it because it looked like you fucking blew a Smurf. Your whole tongue was fucked. You gotta scrub that, brother. You gotta really like scrape that shit off.
Okay.
Okay. That's homie to homie right there. I got you the tongue scraper. You want me to get you another one or?
No, I'm good.
Okay.
I don't see no fucking crowds.
Just put that to you.
What?
No, I'm just saying, put that to use. You know, it's a great tool. I am Rappaport
Podcast. We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the Draft. King's YouTube channel. It's called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It's an insider's look at the NBA and culture surrounding the league. John Wall, baby, needs no introduction. Every week, the five-time NBA All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA draft, John Wall will give his unique perspective on the hottest topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA and what's going on now in the league. CJ will bring his A-list comedian buddies to keep it light and fire off some hoop takes. Plus, John Wall will be inviting current and former NBA players, friends, and teammates to join the show to give their unfiltered accounts of what's really going on in the league from a player's perspective. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts. There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Have you, Dean, been watching any of the NBA playoffs?
I have not.
Well, I'm going to game four of the Brooklyn Nets,
yeah,
Boston Nets series. And the first two games of the Brooklyn Nets, Boston Celtics series have been two of the worst games for Durant in his entire career.
Which is like music to your fucking ears, right? I mean, is that, do you get excited? Are you ever,
no,
are you,
no, I'm not like that.
You're not like, you watch and you're like, I really don't want him to do well.
No, I'm not like, oh good, you suck.
Yeah.
But like, I'm not like, I don't watch the game going, miss you motherfucker.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
Because I don't, it's like, I don't hate the Brooklyn Nets.
Yeah.
And I don't hate Durant.
Right.
But to see him shit the bed.
Yeah.
Hashtag me poo.
Me poo. Yeah. That's great. Yeah.
To see him shit the bed the first two games in such a fucking dramatic way has been great.
But what do you attribute that to? Because it's fucking Durant.
The Boston Celtics defense.
They're just killing him.
They're just all over him. They're pushing him around. They're coming at him from every angle. Listen, he could turn it around the next two games at 40 and 40, and the series could be tied 2-2. But to see him and the press fucking just on his fucking ass.
You know that's fucking getting to him, too.
It's getting to him. It's getting to his fucking goofy fucking manager, Rich fucking Kleiman, who chases him around every game. He's like there courtside every game. Like, you got
his puppet master?
I don't know if it's his fucking chauffeur or like what the fuck he does. Right. What he is a fucking, he's what you call a fuckboy.
It's like a stage mom. It's like, back up. Let me fucking do my thing here. I don't need my manager with me every fucking step of game. The way.
Like, don't you have a wife and kids?
Right.
You chase around this fucking guy. I think he does have a wife. Don't you have a wife and kids?
Go home to your family, bro. Raise his kids.
Raise your kids.
They need a father.
Durant's fine.
Durant's good. He's a grown man. You know, Durant's like a year or two older than me. How fucking just to put that in perspective. I'm going to be 32 in May. I think he's 33 or 34. I mean, that's
He's not that old. I think Durant's 30. He might be your same age.
No.
How old is Durant? But he
Durant is 33.
Well,
1988, and I'm 1990. That's
watching
crazy.
Him struggle has been great.
Yeah.
It's been fucking great. And I will be on the wood Monday for game four of the Brooklyn Nets Boston Celtics series. Now, if I was a betting man, and I am a betting man, and by the way, if you guys want to bet...
I'm a betting man, so tell me.
I doubt that the Nets will lose game three, but they can. They can lose game three, which would mean when I get to the game four, they could potentially be swept. My question to you is, should I go to the game on my courtside seats with a broom? I am a guest of the person who has the courtside seats. But could you imagine if I showed up to a Brooklyn Nets game? Now I'm a New Yorker. It's kind of sacrilegious. Ooh. It's like, yo, you went to school in Brooklyn. You.
I don't have the balls. Goddamn. I mean, that's
what about
big
like
balls.
A little Swifter, like a pocket broom? And like just
you
for.
Maybe bring the Swifter.
Like, and like just like when I see Durant, because I'm telling you right now, let's say the game starts at 7. I'm getting to the game at 6.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
If the game starts
in practice,
I'm getting to the game as soon as they allow you in the arena, an hour before the game.
As he looked at you
every time
I mean,
I'm there.
Tell me, what's the
he looked at me and I'm gonna be, yo.
He's looking even. There's no words.
No.
But he's looked
Right at me.
I mean, he's a guy. I mean, he looks at you, but I mean, he's a guy who says "fuck you" to the fans. He's not saying anything to you.
He ain't saying shit. But if they're down 3-0,
yeah,
and the Gringo Mandingo is on the court.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't bet on this, but if they got swept by the Boston Celtics and I was there,
ooh,
I'm talking shit.
That's rubbing salt in his wounds if you're there.
I'm talking shit.
Why don't you bring a little dustpan?
That's what I'm saying.
It's easier to bring than a big broom. You could bring a dustpan and then the little, you know.
Like the little thing.
Just like, so when it
like
happens,
it
you just
in my
like,
pocket.
Yeah, and you like, you scoop it into the dustpan and then you put it back, you know.
Because they're all aware that I'm there. I mean, I'm right there on the court. And for this game, like I said, I'm getting there as soon as they allow you in the building.
And you know they're talking about it, but like in the locker room. They're probably like, you see Rappaport. Courtside, right?
Now, I don't know if they'll do this for the playoffs because this is...
Yeah, they're in the fucking playoffs.
Super duper serious, but I am going to be there. And let me tell you something. You know, sometimes players come into the fans. If he came towards me, I put my foot up because I know he's going to try to hurt me.
Oh, that would be so fucking tight. If he intentionally like fell into... That would be... Oh, man, that'd be sick.
That's a big dude.
That'd be sick, though.
I'm putting my foot up.
You are?
Oh, fuck yeah.
And you and Durant, I mean.
Yo, it's been.
And he knows about the. Well, you remember when we were with him back in San Francisco a few years ago? Like, we had talked to him about how you showed up to Cleveland, right?
He loved it.
You showed up to LeBron's game with the broom.
With that broom.
And he thought it was hilarious. And yeah. We talked in depth about that, how you got kicked out of it and they wanted to remove you and him. So I think that if you brought it this time, it's like, you can't help but know what's going on.
Oh. It's just a bigger picture because it's like you're bringing a broom to a Brooklyn Nets game.
That's the fact that you're even at the stadium. That's you got balls and it's
maybe I'll just wear something green.
If you wore a shirt though that was like
maybe I'll get a shirt with a broom on it.
Get a shirt with a broom on it or like his picture. I mean, that would be sick if you had like a shirt made, like a custom shirt with like writing on it and you just wore. That would be sick.
Or what if I had the shirt with his DMs printed
on
my T-shirt?
That would be sick. I'm surprised you haven't done anything, you know, or a sign that says spit here, you know, I don't know, or spit zone, you know, I would just get in his head. Fuck. You're sitting there courtside.
On that fucking, lumber.
You show up with those DMs exchange.
Printed on my shirt.
Oh man, that'd be sick. And I don't know, something, and like a couple brooms around the back. I don't know. I mean, there's some things we could talk about, but...
Well, I mean, the reality is that the Nets are so fucking good, and he's so good, and Kyrie is so good. They could literally tie this series up.
Yeah.
It could be 2-2 very quickly. I was just like...
That's funny,
If they lose game three, there's no guarantee that they'll win game four.
But nobody's given you... Any looks, any sneers when you're there? The Nets fans?
The Nets fans love me. They're New Yorkers. The staff at Barclays, some of them I went to high school with. Or like, there was one dude was like, yo, you went to high school with my mom out here. Like,
I mean, I'm sure. I just, in my eyes, after that whole incident, I was like, I thought it was going to be like a Jake Paul situation where you come in there and they're like,
they don't
you.
Have fans like that.
They don't.
They're developing them, but it's like, the thing about the Brooklyn Nets are still a new team.
That's right. They don't have
like rabid fans.
Yeah,
like
Arizona? What are the teams in Arizona that have crazy fans? I don't know. I just
Arizona.
Phoenix Suns, don't they have crazy fans?
But what are you talking about, Arizona?
I don't know.
What?
Aren't there like what are the like the craziest fans? What team has the craziest fans?
Philly, Boston, they're like, fuck Kyrie.
Like imagine if Durant was on Boston.
No, I wouldn't go to a Boston.
You couldn't.
No.
Or you get
Philly?
Jumped or something.
Oh, you get jumped in Philly.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, but this is. I'm a New Yorker.
Right.
Like,
I know.
I'm comfortable in the fucking bar.
Right, right, right.
And then that shit's...
Right.
And it's not like Kevin Durant does so much for New York.
No.
Him or... Like, it's not
no,
like...
No, he's not like New York's fucking...
No, he's not like the darling of fucking New York. Like, they like him. He's a great player, but it's not like he's like Derek Jeter
or some shit.
He can't... He used the Brooklyn Nets for his own thing, and... Anyway, it's...
All right, well, we're going to have to go to Kinko's or something, get some things made.
Can you make me a t-shirt?
I'll have to look into that.
Because you're not going to take me...
Yeah, I can look into that.
Okay.
Yeah, I can look into that.
Can you?
Yeah. That's why I said it.
Can you look into
Absolutely.
It?
Absolutely.
But will you look into
I'll
it?
I'll definitely look into it. I'm not going to the game, right?
No.
That's
no,
okay.
No. You got to stay with your cat.
Right. It was a trick question. I have to stay with my cat. There's no, I can't fly anywhere. Absolutely, brother.
Let's say I said you could go to the game.
I couldn't.
I'd have to ask
my parents maybe if I could take the crate over to them. Maybe they can watch them for a few days.
You could take the crate over to your parents, but you can't take the crate to Irvine for a couple hours.
There's a lot going on this weekend with my parents and family stuff. And obviously my brother's birthday.
Okay. Well, the reality is that next week I'll be hosting the Wendy Williams Show. Motherfuckers, watch the fucking show.
Yeah.
I'm going to be letting it all fucking loose. And then Thursday, Friday, Saturday, I'll be in D.C. at the D.C. Improv, April 28th, 29th, and 30th. And I'm hosting the Wendy Williams Show the following week. It's 2 weeks.
That's great. Are you going to talk about Johnny Depp shit? I'm sure you will.
Oh, yeah.
There's going to be so many clips you're going to have.
Oh, yeah.
That's like where you really, it's almost like the podcast where you're like, you're up there doing all the hot topics and, you know, the shit people want to hear. I want to hear all that.
Oh, I'm breaking down the Johnny Depp trial for sure.
That's going to be good. That's going to be good.
For show.
Amber Turd? I mean, if you could say that on national
television. Amber Turd? Yeah, hashtag awesome. MeePoo, all that.
Awesome. We're looking forward to it, brother. We really want to get back on the road with you, and we just miss traveling around.
Well,
bro.
Things keep coming up.
That's true. Life happens, right?
Things keep coming up.
Right.
Anyway.
Make sure to get your animals checked. If there's any symptoms, if they're panting, if they're breathing weird, don't hesitate to go to the vet. I do the same when I'm feeling weird. I go to the doctor. Take care of your pets. Take care of yourselves. Be safe. Be sane. And I notice that in the beginning, you always say, I hope you're feeling sane. I hope you're feeling safe. But what if you are feeling sane, but you're an absolute nutjob? Like, I'm feeling sane, but I'm out of my fucking mind. Like, I'm walking down La Cienega with, like, fishing poles and hitting people. Like, that's not a sane person. But if they feel like they're sane, that's you got to be sane. You need to be sane. I hope.
I can only do so much.
I understand. That's up to them.
I can only do so much.
Seek therapy.
I'm putting it out there for
everybody.
I hear
you, brother. Well, we're happy to hear that. And thank you all for the best wishes and prayers.
Did you get the well wishes?
I thought that was... It actually really, in all seriousness, it really helped me. And it really made me feel good. So I always appreciate the Rapid Pack and all the listeners. And I love you guys. And I'm just happy that we're doing this in person again. This feels good. It feels right.
Came, saw, disrupted.
Yep.
Miles Jordan, let's get out of here. Let's take us out of here with something real nice. Take us out of here with something real proper, okay? But most importantly, take us out of here with something real loud
and real funky.
Yes! I am Rapport Stereo Podcast. Out.
Yes, man. No delay. We're in person, brother. Yes.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you thought on the future of TikTok. Will Congress ban it? Or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album win album of the year? Will Biden's approval rating go up? Will it go down? Or inflation? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. You're smart. You know things. Bet on it. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/stereo. Spelled K-A-L-S-H-I and deposit $50. Kalshi.com/stereo. Get in the game. There is no guarantee of performance. An investor could lose their entire investment. Investment fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
With dozens of streaming services, box office films, and content to choose from, people are spending over 2.5 years of their lives searching for what to watch. But The Hollywood Reporter brings you THR Charts, one place for you, your family, and friends to find the most watched TV shows and movies every week. THR Charts is a guide to help you spend less time scrolling through platforms so that you can spend more time watching and binging the content everyone is talking about, all supported by data and trusted sources like Nielsen, Comscore, and Paired Analytics. Check out THR Charts on HollywoodReporter.com. aid.com.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health, with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.